Welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP Podcast. My name is Donald Curry. I'm an NGH certified hypnotist, NLP practitioner, and naturotherapist. In this episode, we're going to be talking about how happiness is an inside job, and you'll experience a gentle hypnotic journey to enable you to connect with happiness. Happiness is a mental and emotional state of well-being, characterized by positive and pleasant emotions, ranging from contentment to intense joy. So what makes you happy? Maybe the new cell phone that you got makes your life a little bit easier. Maybe the new car you bought looks and drives really well. Maybe your jeans look really great. But do they make you happy? I think we've all caught ourselves out shopping, looking for that item that we believe will bring more happiness into our life. But happiness is something that cannot be bought or sold in any stores. You can have all the money in the world and still be miserable. Many people also believe that we'll find happiness when we meet the one, the love of our life. The truth of the matter is that you can be in a relationship with someone and still not be happy. If you base your happiness on external circumstances, you will continuously fail to find happiness. Success, financial abundance, and healthy relationships feel good. But true happiness is something that first needs to be found within. Instead of directing the search for happiness outwardly, it should be focused inwardly. This breaks the vicious cycle of trying to find happiness outside of yourself time and time again. Research that's been completed by psychologist Martin Seligman has discovered that humans are happiest when they have these five things. The first one being pleasure, tasty foods, warm baths, necessities. Number two, engagement, being in the flow, experiencing and enjoying yet challenging activity. Three, relationships. Having strong social ties can be an indicator of happiness. Four, having meaning in life, having a perceived quest or being part of something bigger. And five, accomplishments, realizing tangible goals. Here are a few easy tips that can help you to increase your levels of happiness. Start living in the present, not yesterday or tomorrow. When you focus on the past or the future, it takes you out of your now experience. It prevents you from experiencing happiness in the present moment. Be grateful. By expressing gratitude for what you do have in your life, it creates positive thinking. Being grateful reminds you of the things that are there to be happy about, that are already in your life. Things to be grateful for might be your health, good family, friends, a good job. Helping others. Nothing feels quite as good as helping other people. When you help someone else, it makes you feel good. It boosts your self-esteem and builds a healthy ego. Do things for you. Take time to do things that you enjoy. And spend that time doing activities that makes you better. Taking a class, meditating, exercising, or doing a favorite hobby are all wonderful activities. Focus on improving your relationships with others. Make an effort to spend quality time with the people that you love. Set clearly defined goals and become motivated to achieve them. Clear any past baggage. Learn to let go of the past so that you can live a happier life. By letting go of memories or emotions that no longer serve you, you clear layers that might be preventing you from living a happier life. When we return from this short break, you're going to have the opportunity to experience a gentle hypnotic journey that will allow you to connect with happiness. Return Again, the new book by award-winning hypnotherapist Dr. Georgina Cannon, How to Find Meaning in Your Past Lives and Interlives. This book will help you to discover your true purpose in this lifetime by exploring your past lives. Georgina shows you how you can consciously influence your future by better understanding your past. Return Again teaches a step-by-step process with simple explanations and pragmatic exercises that help you answer questions about your past and future lives. Learn about body and soul agreements, planes of existence, soulmates, and more, including the interlife, where you meet those with whom you have a soul contract to plan your next life. You can purchase the hard copy of Return Again on Amazon.com or download the digital version on Kindle. Are you ready to experience a gentle hypnotic journey that will enable you to connect with happiness? Good. So find a place where you won't be disturbed for these next few moments. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And whenever you're ready, close your eyes. And begin to focus on your breathing. Just feel the coolness as you breathe in. And feel the warmth as you breathe out. Just feeling the coolness as you breathe in. And feeling the warmth as you breathe out. Just allow each breath that you take to move you further and deeper into relaxation. Just becoming aware of any tension that you might be carrying in your body. And simply allow yourself to breathe relaxation into that part so that it catches up and becomes as relaxed as the rest of you. As breath by breath, all of your body processes just slow down ever so slightly as you become more and more relaxed with each passing moment. That's right. Nothing bothers you. Nothing disturbs you. I'm going to count from 10 to 1. And as I count from 10 to 1, with every descending number, move further into relaxation. When I reach the count of 1, you'll be at a normal, natural level of relaxation. 10. 9. Deeper and deeper relaxed. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. Fully relaxed. Feeling very good now. Now you can allow yourself to listen with your subconscious mind as your conscious mind rests. What if it was actually easy to be happy? What if it was as easy as simply giving yourself permission to feel happy no matter what? Maybe it's easy to do. And maybe you already know how to do it. So from now on, I want you to know that it's okay to feel happy. That it's okay to allow yourself to feel this way. that you could do it right now, starting today. And tomorrow and the day after that. That you can begin to see quite clearly all of the reasons to be happy with your life. It's simply changing your perspective, you see. Seeing the silver lining to any cloud. And when you begin to see that silver lining quite clearly, you begin to realize that you can alter your mind by seeing the positive sides of any situation. And by altering your mind, it alters your mood. Even if you have to pretend and make believe for a while, that's okay. But when you begin to pretend for a little while that that's just the way that you feel happy and pleased, until that feeling becomes real, and then you can just let your unconscious mind do it for you. That's right, because you see, it's all a choice. And now the deeper levels of your mind are choosing a new response, a new perspective. A new perspective to be happy. Because there's a part of you that knows how to do this now. There's a part of you that's always known how to do it. And perhaps all that you've needed to do is simply give yourself permission. To give yourself permission to feel good no matter what. That's right. That now you begin focusing on happy, reassuring thoughts and images. And by focusing on happy thoughts and images, your unconscious mind learns all that it needs to know to be able to become happier. And to be able to provide you with happy thoughts automatically. And perhaps this will occur far more rapidly than you would have ever expected. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10, and as I do, bring yourself back to full waking consciousness. Starting now at 1, coming up, 2, emerging from relaxation, 3, 4, coming up now, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the here and the now, fully awake, and feeling very good in every way. When you begin to wake up, and you begin to see all of the wonderful things that you have in your life, and you begin to become grateful for all of those things, you can begin to create new positive thoughts. And when you choose, when you really choose to start looking at the good things in your life, the positive things, and you express gratitude for those things, it will begin to make a change deep within you, enabling you to feel much more content, much more full. I hope that you enjoyed today's podcast. For more information or to download other Hypnosis MP3 programs, be sure to check out my website, www.donaldcurry.com. If you enjoyed this podcast, make sure that you subscribe so that you catch all the future upcoming episodes. Take care and be well until next time.